Good afternoon. I'm full as a tick. Jerry Morgan told me he did not have his stretchy pants on after that big meal, and so I needed to go fast. Just a few brief thoughts from Romans 8, this is what I'm going to bring to you this afternoon. It says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us." The topic is going to be about how our Father's nature or character is revealed in Jesus. We would expect great things from someone who called himself God, but Jesus never claimed to be the Father, but he did claim to be equal with him. He claimed that he was one with God before the foundation of the world. That normally would be considered blasphemy if it were said by someone else other than Jesus. But this man was different. His life, his death, resurrection changed the world. Those who came after him willingly died for the cause he began. True, he was a hero, a great leader, and the highest ideal of humanity. And he revealed God's nature like no one else before or since. Jesus said to his disciples, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." He also said, "If you had known me, you have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him." Jesus showed what God is like. Jesus loved. He healed the sick. He comforted the downtrodden. He stood against falsehood. He stood up for the little man. He was the epitome of godliness. He did not take things that didn't belong to him. He did not murder, covet, or lust. He treated people with dignity out of respect of love for them. Jesus also rebuked. God is just. Jesus rebuked those who were hypocrites. He lovingly convinced many others to give up their unrighteous ways and follow the paths of love and godliness. This is also what we expect to see from the God of the Bible. Jesus showed. Imagine seeing a dead man come up from the tomb. Jesus showed great power he had in his life. He healed with a word. He touched and made well again. He called forth and the dead became alive again. His apostles and many others lived and died based upon the things they saw him do. They were absolutely convinced that Jesus was God in the flesh. No one could do all the things he did. Jesus also taught. The lessons Jesus gave were incredible and insightful. Their simplicity demands recognition. His lessons were both thought-provoking and easily remembered. The lessons contained truths that were practical and were stated in such ways that those who wanted to understand would be satisfied to have found what they were looking for. He did not give anyone on occasion to contradict him or to show that he was in error in any of his teachings. This is pretty amazing to consider. How many people can say that they've never taught an error accidentally? Of those who teach regularly, no one can make such a claim. But no one can find any reason to say Jesus taught anything wrong. Jesus gave. The most important part of the life of Jesus was his death and resurrection. His life was given for a sacrifice for us. He showed the nature of his Father in his life and in his death. He revealed to us that God is a caring, loving God who will do anything to help us. He also gave us opportunity. Jesus called for people to follow him. He said he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can go to the Father except through him. If we intend to respond to a loving God, we must respond by following the words and actions of his Son, Jesus. This time we'll offer the Lord's invitation. If you need prayers to the church or to put the Lord on in baptism, come now as we stand and sing. There's a fountain free.